It's 10 o'clock, so can I welcome you, ladies and gentlemen, to this first session of the open floor hearing arranged in connection with the application for development consent for a proposed underground gas storage facility at Preesall Saltfield, Lancashire. This is the first of six sessions that we have arranged in connection with this application. We've not been notified of any interested party who wishes to speak. So can I confirm that that is the case in relation to this first session? Sir? Okay. Is anyone else wishing to make a contribution or speak at this session? And are you, sir, a registered interested party? Yeah, but you're not an interested party. Okay. No. But you haven't registered as an interested party. Yeah. Okay. If people do want to speak, then I'll sort of outline in one sense how we intend to proceed. This is formally part of the examination. It is not a Q&A session or a sort of a public meeting in that sense. And therefore, what we're asking people who wish to make a contribution to do is to address us with the particular points that they wish to make. And for interested parties, those are people who registered at the beginning of the examination and have therefore already submitted to us in writing the comments that they wish to make. And so the purpose of this session is for interested parties to build upon those points if they wish. Just to underline the point that this is predominantly a written process, and therefore we already have a very substantial amount of material which has been submitted to us by the applicant, by parties in response to questions that we have already made. So, as I say, this is not a debate. This is really for those people who have registered as interested parties to, as I say, make further contributions if they wish to do so. So, I can certainly do that. My name is Paul Hudson. I'm the lead member of the panel appointed to carry out the examination into this application. On my left is Libby Gorth, another inspector and member of the panel, and on my right is Emrys Parry, another inspector. And collectively, we are the examining authority appointed to carry out the examination into this application for development consent. Sir, can I ask you then to come to the table at the front? No, I mean, you're not intending to speak, madam. No, exactly. Thank you. Now, could you introduce yourself?
Yes, I am Wilfred Marsh, a resident of Thornton. Originally wrote a letter as an interested party.
Okay.
Postcode?
Yep. Now, what would you like to tell us?
Well, I haven't attended all meetings, obviously, so what I'm about to say, I have no idea whether it was mentioned at the previous meeting. I'm more or less reiterating what I made in my letter. I have not heard any mention. I went to see all the presentation at the local library, very impressed with Herr Light's presentation. Obviously, I could not digest all its content. I have no qualification, but what I has never heard mention was the previous explosion at St. Michael's from the laying of a pipeline from the River Loon, through which seeped methane gas, which resulted in a fatal explosion at St. Michael's when this organisation was presenting itself. What I have not heard mention is about 4 years ago, I don't know the exact date, but 4 years ago there was a movement, an earth movement, 10 miles north of here, on the other side of Morecambe Bay. My only evidence is the fault lines that appeared on a map around this area. This is my concern, that no mention has been made of these fault lines. My original letter then put my worries about the earth movement and its possible result. Haylight has never mentioned it, as far as I can hear or see. There has been no research, I believe, in that line. I have three questions which I would have put to Haylight. When do they expect the next earth movement? Where will it be the epicenter? What's the expected intensity of? And that more or less puts my query.
Okay, thank you.
And I think I must be speaking for tens of thousands of people in this concern. It's all right seeing what they're going to do in the construction of these chambers. But, as I say, I'm coming down to the intensity of an earth movement. That more or less puts my concern to you.
Okay, thank you. Could you just go back to the first point you made about the gas explosion at St. Michael's? Is that in Thornton? Whereabouts is St. Michael's?
Within 10 miles.
Within?
East of Thornton.
East of Thornton.
Yes.
Were you referring to the Aberystwyth disaster?
Pardon?
Yes.
Okay. It's the United Utilities disaster on the water pumping station.
Now, this only, this worry actually was only the seepage through that pipeline from the rocks of methane gas. Unfortunately, the local councillors and all the authority were at the reception in St. Michael's. At the end of the socialising, someone decided to light a pipe. And that was it. But that concern was from seepage of gas, which, if that occurred at that point, then it would occur locally.
I see, yeah. That's the main point, isn't it? That your anxiety is around the potential for the caverns to leak gas.
Well, unfortunately, these questions that I have, if you asked to Haylight, they'd say we don't know. No one can foresee that sort of an occasion.
Okay. Any questions? Thank you, Mr. Marsh.
Right.
Thank you. And so you wish to contribute?
My name is Mr. Entwistle, Mr. David Entwistle. My concern is
Could you say where you come from?
Well, I live at Little Thornton, actually, top end of Thornton, okay, close to the wire, okay. 7 Troon Avenue. I've been opposed against this Haylight situation from the very beginning. They've had problems with this in America, with this sort of project. I've been in engineering all my life, heavy chemical engineering, pharmaceutical engineering, construction and what have you. So the problem which I've got is here, with living in this area, and the situation where they're actually going to put these caverns. I've only realised quite recently the size that these caverns are going to be, and the actual volume of gas that's actually going to be put down here. Halite have already stated at one stage the area which this land that they've bought from ICI has been taken over. They've already, the original proposals where they were going to put all these caverns was already thrown out, because it was actually found that there are some serious faults, and serious faults that actually go right out towards Barrow, in fairness. There's a lot of porous ground under there, because a lot of extraction from salt mining, which ICI have actually done anyway. So the areas, as I say, where they're actually proposing to do this, there's no way, it's all right saying they've done structural surveys, there's no way that they can actually say that the ground is totally sound. What they propose to do in this, as I said, the size of the caverns that they're actually going to produce are these beautiful little drawings that they show, a lovely little thing going, which is all produced by pressure and whatever. That is just, once they start putting pressure down there, it can literally go anywhere. Any faults, it will just follow. They won't just get a nice little cavern, which they show on the diagrams. They've already had to move the caverns now. Now they're saying that they won't be putting as many caverns in that they were originally going to put in. They've already found out, they blamed sabotage just earlier through the winter, when one of these pipes, there's already a lot of pressure under there with the actual, where the sail line has been brought out. So you've got head pipes. I do a lot of walking over there, a lot of fell walking. And they've already had pressure, has blown up one or two of these pipes out. And the halite have put it down to people who are actually sabotage, which is a load of rubbish. Personally, they're on about proposing, it's not just the working and the pressure of these caverns. Once they start putting pressure in, they've got to remove the salt, the mud, the mess. To make the hole, you're removing thousands of tons of salt solution, sediment, earth or whatever. They're now proposing to put pipelines to put this out, out near Rossall, or out between Fleetwood, out into the bay. We're already finding now that Blackpool and this area along there, they've already, as a holiday resort, and people taking up sport and turning it into, as I say, they're just trying to get people into the area to bring money and literally lift the area. There's a lot of work being done around here. They're improving all the sea defences and that, and they're trying to make the area better. How can Halite, who are just out to make money, how can they justify pumping millions of tonnes of rubbish and heavy salt saline into that area, which is going to destroy the whole water situation of Morecambe Bay? We've already got a power station, a nuclear power station, which is earlier, a few years ago, leaked and gave problems into the bay. You get a lot of wash coming over from the Glaxo area, an industry on the other side, which tends to wash across onto this bay. So all this sediment and sludge that's being pumped out there, you've got to get rid of it. It's going into the bay, which will come back from Fleetwood right up to Lytham St Anne's, because it always washes across on a westerly wind. That is we're talking about environmental pollution here. The other situation we've got here, in America, these sort of plants, they weren't allowed within 5 miles of where people live, between urban development. But yet here, you're less than a mile off of Fleetwood. You've got thousands and thousands of people's homes and lives here being put at risk, which is, it's all right these people saying, oh yeah, we feel that this is all being tested and we've done this and everything's hunky-dory. No, it isn't hunky-dory. You've already done gas drilling and fracking, which is already causing a minor earthquake. That's already been proven. They're cracking on ahead with that. You're going to have this gas storage over here. You're turning this area really into an industrial, well, an industrial waste dump, because you've all, they were applying now the count, well, fortunately it got sent somewhere else. They were going to put a major incinerator. We already, there's only two areas in this area already where waste is dis, I know we're getting a little bit off the line here, but where waste is disposed. One's down Leyland Charlie, the other dump is off of Fleetwood. They've already got a major recycling centre here, and now here like gas, they've not come back with safety answers that they've been requested by the wire groups, the protect wire groups. They've asked countless questions, technical questions, for answers, and HALAC have not come back with any answers really to justify and to say that the whole situation is safe. This has been thrown out. I mean, say, what part of no do these people not understand? They've already been thrown out. I think this is about the fourth application now. I'm sorry I get a little bit, but it's a pity there's not more people here, really, because there's a lot of people against this. And I think personally, you're putting a lot of people who pay rates into the, you know, you're coming into an area which is really now, you're tripping on an area which can seriously undermine this area, seriously put at risk thousands of people's homes and thousands of people's lives. That is the major. And the pollution that's going to be caused here. It's all right. The last time I was walking, it's only about last month, I was walking over from Knot End. It's one of my routes across the old ICI where the pipelines pipes are sticking up and that, over the salt mine area, round Parrott Hall and all that. And it's a joke. They put up notices saying, please stay, protect the environment. We're trying to protect the wildlife. Don't walk over there. You will disturb wildlife. And what a load of nonsense. HALAC are not thinking about, they're not thinking about people, they're not thinking about the welfare of wildlife. In fact, all they're thinking about is cash. I know the government are looking at places to store gas and what have you, and the situation is, I do understand the situation where, a lot of our gas is being imported, and to try and to restrain a stable sort of price line to gas. I know we've got all these problems, but the thing is, doing what they're going to do now to the environment, this could be a complete catastrophe if things go wrong and if you get gas leaks. Once you start getting leaks in this, unless you start pumping cement or concrete or whatever into the thing, you know, once this thing starts, if it does go wrong, I don't know how they're going to put it right, personally.
Okay, I mean, I think from that I take two main points. I mean, the first is around your anxiety around the geology, and the second is the discharge of the brine to Morecambe Bay.
But that's environmental, yeah, okay. Yeah. The other major thing is...
Yeah,
is,
sorry, I think we've got your the drift. Are there any questions you want to... I think that just about concludes the presentation. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Right. I don't think anyone else has indicated they wish to speak. No? Okay. In that case, I'll conclude this particular session. We'll resume again at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Okay, thank you.